Hi, friends, and welcome to the Heritage Hour. I'm Mark Gonzalez, your pastoral encourager for Southwest Florida, and I'm so delighted to be with you on this Saturday morning, as we've been doing in this neck of the woods for about 30 years now, with my good friends over at Kingdom 91.5 FM, serving all of Southwest Florida, and then also with our friends over at WAEC Love 860, serving Atlanta, on air and online at iHeartRadio and TuneIn Radio. And then our friends at WTMR 800 AM, serving New Jersey and Philadelphia. And what a joy it is just to partner with them as we all just come together to sit at the feet of the Lord and let Him speak to us heart to heart. Well, if you've been with us for the last couple of weeks, you know we're kind of in a series within a series. The big series is Portraits of God, because I see portraits of God throughout the Scripture as we get to know Him and His heart and His ways. And we're looking at how He is our creative provider. 15 different ways in which we see Him do that. We've covered the first 10 in the last 2 weeks, and we'll finish up with the last five today. And just a reminder that these messages are archived on my website at markpg.org. You'll also find some videos with 3-minute devotionals on portraits of God, also some print material and articles and outlines to help you hear God. So I hope you'll check it out at markpg.org. Well, as we get started, as is our custom, let's just go before the Lord and ask Him to speak, shall we? Well, Lord, we recognize we can go through the Scriptures and miss a lot of stuff unless we ask You to speak to us by Your Holy Spirit. And Lord, that's our heart. Thank You for the privilege of coming together to sit at Your feet. Thank You for being a God who loves to speak to His children through Your love letters to us, the Scriptures. And Lord, as we're seeing this vivid portrait of You as our creative provider, I pray it'll give us encouragement and it'll give us wisdom on how You go about making sure we have that which we need in this life so that we don't have to worry about it. So thank You for this journey we get to make together today as we wrap up this marvelous portrait of how You are our creative provider. Oh, thank You, Lord. And we pray this in the powerful name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by His precious cleansing and healing, transforming, empowering, and forgiving blood. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, my friends, if you have your Bibles, I'll invite you to start making your way over to 2 Kings chapter 4. We're going to start it in verse 1 today as we come to number 11 in our list of 15 ways that the Lord indeed provides for us. And if you just want to check your notes from last time, or if you're tuning into this for the first time, let me give you a 2-minute overview of the first 10. So here we go. The Lord, our creative provider, provides for us, number 1, through working. In Genesis 2, it says that we're to cultivate and keep to keep Eden. That's what Adam and Eve were told. So working was from the very beginning. Also in 2 Thessalonians 3, if a man will not work, let him also not eat. So the Lord wants us to be working people, and He honors that and provides through that. Number 2, through savings. Proverbs 6 says, consider the ant who without a chief or officer or overseer gathers provision in the harvest for the later time. So through savings, I hope you save in the time of harvest for the later time. Number 3, through investments. Matthew 25 gives us the parable of the talents and how they all, except for one, traded those talents, which is a currency, gained more, and they were all praised by their master. But the one who was rebuked was the one who was afraid to invest it and buried it instead and just waited for the master to come back. Number 4, the Lord provides also through inheritance. Luke 15 gives us the story of 2 prodigal sons and the story of both of their inheritances, and sometimes that's how God provides. Number 5, through insurance. Genesis 41 gives us the story of Joseph's grain insurance, how they gathered grain and food for 7 years, preparing for a time of famine that was to come. So that's kind of like an insurance program there. I love that. Number 6 is through donors. Exodus 25 gives us the story of how people were giving from the heart This phrase, from every man whose heart moves him, ask him to give to the for the building of the tabernacle. And that story goes on to say that the people were so generous, they gave too much. But God does provide sometimes through donors. Number seven, through sponsorship. Nehemiah 2 gives us the story of King Artaxerxes and Nehemiah, how Nehemiah got a vision to go and rebuild the wall back in Jerusalem and shared it with King Artaxerxes there in the land of exile. And he was so taken by the vision of Nehemiah, he actually sponsored him with letters and timber and officers and horsemen to go and get that project done. Number eight, the Lord, our creator provider, provides us through generosity. Malachi 3 tells us how we're not to rob God with our tithes, we're to give our tithes and offerings beyond the tithe, and how he honors that. He rebukes the devourer in our lives so that our money will be spread more widely and effectively. So through our generosity and tithes and offerings, God honors us and gives us more because he can trust us. Number nine, the Lord provides through thriftiness. When we spend wisely and don't misspend it, we carefully consider things before we spend money on them. We get a good picture of that in Proverbs 31 from the Proverbs 31 woman, an excellent wife who rises while still night, considers fields and buys them, spreads food out to her servants, is considered to be wise with the way that she speaks. Through thriftiness, God provides. Often he provides beforehand for a need, but then we misspend it. So when the need comes, we don't have it. So let the Lord provide through thriftiness. Number 10, through cooperation. Nehemiah 2 tells us that those wall builders of Nehemiah, they caught the vision when Nehemiah shared with them all that God had already done through King Artaxerxes, and they got so inspired, they agreed with him, let's arise and let's build, let's cooperate and do this. And they completed it in 52 days, even in the face of some vicious opposition and ridicule. They were able to cooperate together, start and build that entire wall in 52 days. And that brings us to number 11, how the Lord, our creative provider, provides for us through trust. Through trust. Do you trust the Lord to provide? A spirit of trust is so important. Let me take you over to 2 Kings chapter 4. Wonderful story of a prophet named Elisha and a widow who was pretty destitute. Here's how the story unfolds. Now, a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha, "Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord, and the creditor has come to take my two children to be his slaves." Well, Elisha said to her, "What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house?" And she said, "Your maidservant has nothing in the house except a jar of oil." And then he said, "Go, borrow vessels at large for yourself from all your neighbors, even empty vessels, and do not get a few. And you shall go in and shut the door behind you and your sons and pour out into these vessels, and you shall set aside what is full." So she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons, and they were bringing the vessels to her, and she poured. Remember, she had that one jar of oil, and from that she was pouring into all these vessels. Verse 6, when the vessels were full, she said to her son, "Bring me another vessel." And he said to her, "There is not one vessel more." And the oil stopped. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, "Go, sell the oil and pay your debt, and you and your sons can live on the rest." I love that. Talk about a spirit of trust. The man of God was asking this widow to do something really seemingly stupid. I mean, what? Go get a bunch of empty vessels and then start pouring from my little jar? But she trusted him, even though it seemed outrageous, outlandish, unbelievable, and foolish. You know, sometimes the Lord asks us to do things that conventional wisdom will say, "What?" And yet when we trust him and we move ahead, God honors that. years ago as a young pastor when I first came to Florida. We had a group of 24 people with no land and no building back in 1990. And the Lord began to open up some doors for us. There was a piece of property out in the Gateway community where we ended up building and living, as a matter of fact. And some property was offered to us at $500,000 sale price. But the contract said, but you have to build a building in 18 months. Well, that'd be another $500,000. So by then, 24 people had grown to about 50 people. 50 people agreeing to buy a piece of property for $250,000. We only had $30,000 in the bank. And then build a building. You know, could we even get a loan to do that? I mean, it was just crazy. And yet, the Lord was clear. He wanted us to do that. He wanted us to trust Him. And as I continued to work with our leadership there, some saw it, some didn't. But you know what? As we continued to walk together and pray together, and we became unanimous in our leadership to press forward, and the people trusted us, and we pressed forward, God made it happen. And in 3 years, we were in a $1 million facility in land and in a building, a little group of folks. Sometimes God does extraordinary things that to the world and through business principles seems foolish. But if you get confirmation from the leaders around you, and I sought counsel from those in our convention and our association too, God just brought it all together. Oh, what a God. What a God. So, the Lord, our creative provider, provides through trust when we trust Him to step out in faith and let Him do extraordinary things like Elisha and the widow's oil and like our building project as a tiny little church plant. Number 12, the Lord, our creative provider, provides through wisdom. Through wisdom. 1 Kings 3, verses 7 through 14 gives us an incredible story of a man named Solomon who was king over Israel at the time. And he prays an extraordinary prayer, so much so that even God was overwhelmingly pleased. Listen to this story beginning in 1 Kings 3, verse 7. Now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king in place of my father David. Yet I am but like a little child, and I do not know how to go out or come in. Now, verse 9. So I pray you give your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, to discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours? Now, verse 10. It was pleasing in the sight of the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. God said to him, because you have asked this thing. Now, what did he ask for? He asked for wisdom. He asked for understanding. All right, because you have asked for wisdom and understanding, this thing, and have not asked for yourself long life, nor have asked riches for yourself, nor have you asked for the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself discernment to understand justice. Behold, I have done according to your words. Behold, I have given you a wise and discerning heart, so that there has been no one like you before you, nor shall one like you arise after you. And I have also given you what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that there will not be any among the kings like you in all your days. If you walk in my ways, keeping my statutes and commandments, as your father David walked, then I will prolong your days. So there it is. When God sees you walking in wisdom, asking for wisdom, and humbly seeing your need for His help from above, He honors that, not just through giving you that wisdom, but also He knows with a heart like that, He can entrust you with even more, including sometimes additional riches. God honors His people who ask for and walk in His wisdom. He provides through wisdom. Now let's go to number 13. I hope you're a note taker and you're jotting these down. So we're seeing today that The Lord, our creative provider, number 11, provides through trust. Number 12, through wisdom. Now number 13, through God things. Through God things. Don't you just love seeing God things in and around your life? I mean, these are unusual things that he does that are unexpected, that are amazing, and you know it's from God, and it comes at just the right time with just what you need. I mean, I just love it when God things happen. Well, let me take you to Exodus chapter 16, to the famous story of the manna in the wilderness. Here's how it unfolds in Exodus 16, starting in verse 2. The whole congregation of the sons of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the sons of Israel said to them, "Would that we had died by the Lord's hand in the land of Egypt, when we sat by pots of meat, when we ate bread to the full. But you brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." Well, then the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a day's portion every day, that I may test them, whether or not they will walk in my instruction." And of course, this is the manna in the wilderness. And by the way, manna is just a Hebrew word that means, what is it? They didn't know what it was when it first came. But they were sent out to gather it, and every day the Lord would rain it down. But on the sixth day, verse 5, when they prepare what they bring in, it will be twice as much as they gather daily. And that's because the seventh day would be the Sabbath, by the way. So Moses and Aaron said to all the sons of Israel, "At evening you will know that the Lord has brought you out of the land of Egypt, and in the morning you will see the glory of the Lord, for he hears your grumblings against the Lord." And what are we that you grumble against us? So here we have this incredible story of how, even though they were grumbling and saying, "God's not providing," he says, "All right, I'll show you how I can provide." And then a God thing happens. Bread comes down from the heavens in the form of manna, which was kind of like frost on the ground, which they gathered up but was able to be eaten as nutritious bread. An incredible thing. Other passages say he provided quail at night for them to have meat. These were God things in the wilderness for them. Oh, my friends, when you find yourself in the wilderness, don't grumble about it, but you can seek the Lord about it and keep your eyes open for God things to take place. He loves to do unusual things to make things happen. Just to circle back to the story of how our little church of 50 people, our church plant, was able to do $1 million thing. Well, it's because the state convention said, "You know what? We believe in what you're doing. We're going to give you an $80,000 grant to get you going. Down the road, if you need low interest loans, let us know." Well, we didn't need it right away. And the company that sold us the property said, "Hey, we'll carry your note interest free for 2 years. They said, "Just make a $40,000 payment in the spring, and in the fall, we'll be good." First year we did that. Second year, when we were getting ready to do the building, we had another key time when money was running thin and our people had to vote whether to continue to go with the actual building or not. And we were ready to go, but still, oh man. And we prayed together. We had one couple who was head of our finance team who said we should not go through with this. And the rest of the people said, "Yes, let's all go with it," including all of our elder leaders and all. So we went ahead with it, and the finance folks were upset. They were accountants, good folks, loved the Lord, but this was just getting to be too much for them. They were looking for God things. They didn't understand the principle of God things. But do you know that 2 days later, after we voted and sensed God saying, "Press on and trust me," the company that was looking for a $40,000 payment twice a year came to us and said, "By the way, we've been thinking, instead of giving us $40,000 the next 2 years twice a year, just give us $4,000 and use the rest of your money to get that building up." We didn't ask for that. They offered it. It was a God thing out of nowhere to see that we could get that building up. It wasn't anything I did or people did. It's something that God did. By the way, just to finish up that story, that precious couple who just had a hard time seeing us operate in this way, carefully seeking counsel and prayer and looking for a consensus or unanimity from the people and all to do extraordinary things that make no sense from the business side of things, they just said, look, we love seeing what's happening, but it's just too much for us, and we're going to need to leave. But, you know, God bless you and what you're doing. It's just, this is just too much for us. And so they graciously left, and we sadly saw them go. Some people will not be able to see these kinds of things, and you certainly don't want to abuse these types of things. You got to seek confirmation and counsel from all these God things before you head out. Otherwise, it would be foolish. So God, our creator provider, provides through trust, through wisdom, through God things. Number 14, through unbelievers. Did you know God sometimes does extraordinary providing through unbelievers to the household of faith? Yeah, let's take a look at it in Exodus chapter 3, beginning in verse 21. The context is the children of Israel who had been slaves in Egypt for 400 years. This was the time of their deliverance. They were getting ready to leave Egypt. And God said this, I will grant this people, that is the children of Israel, favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall be that when you go, you will not go empty-handed, but every woman shall ask of her neighbor and the woman who lives in her house articles of silver and articles of gold and clothing, and you will put them on your sons and daughters. Thus you will plunder the Egyptians. Now that's extraordinary. Yes, that could go into, that's another God thing, you know, and so there's an overlapping principle here, but the God will sometimes use unbelievers to provide for the household of faith. By the way, you know, we're still in the recovery period from Hurricane Ian in our area, and many of you live in areas who have been damaged with floods or fires or tornadoes or hurricanes yourselves, and we have insurance companies, right? And we've got FEMA, and we've got all kinds of sources to kind of help. It's not a bad thing to take advantage of those things at all. I mean, they're there for the public. We're part of the public. We're also part of the heavenly citizenry of heaven. So God often uses unbelievers and secular things to take care of the needs of his people. We saw it back last week when we saw how King Artaxerxes of a foreign invading nation actually ended up sponsoring Nehemiah to rebuild the wall around the holy city of Jerusalem. So God is very creative in how he'll provide for his children. Finally, we come to one of our favorite stories in a little place called Cana. It's when Jesus changes the water to wine. As we complete our list of how God is our creative provider, 15 ways. Number one, he provides through working. Number two, through savings. Number three, through investments. Number four, through inheritance. Number five, through insurance. Number six, through donors. Number seven, through sponsorship. Number eight, through generosity. Number nine, through thriftiness. Number 10, through cooperation. Number 11, through trust. Number 12, through wisdom. Number 13, through God things. Number 14, through unbelievers. And number 15, through miracles. John 2, verse 7 says, Jesus said to them, fill the water pots with water. So they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, draw some out now and take it to the head waiter. So they took it to him. And when the head waiter tasted the water, which had become wine, and did not know where it came from, but the servants who had drawn the water knew. This was Jesus's first public miracle. We also know later he would feed 5,000 people from just a few loaves and fishes. Sometimes God uses miracles to provide for his people. Out of nowhere, a big windfall comes. So, for example, I've had the joy of, in my position here as the executive director of our Association of SBC Churches in Southwest Florida, you know, we went through this hurricane and all, and I started getting calls from different churches and organizations and people wanting to help in all kinds of ways. And you never know how big or small it's going to be. Well, just last week, one of the calls I got from out of the blue, people wanting to help, a gentleman called up, said he is the one who heads up a particular small. He says, we have a small foundation and we want to help out, you know, so what are the needs you guys still have? And I mentioned one of the big problems here is that churches have insurance, but the deductibles were sometimes $60,000 or $100,000 or $150,000, and they were having trouble coming up with that. So I mentioned that to him, gave him a few referrals of some situations I knew about of churches in need, and the long and short of it, he ended up helping churches to the tune of $225,000 of help. And those churches that received that call from this gentleman wanted to help out of the blue, oh my goodness, I know they were all praying, saying, Lord, we don't see how we're going to come up with the money for the deductible to get this, you know, all this work done on the church and all. We're going to have to trust you. And in the timing and in the size, it's easy to classify as a miracle. God is so good. He works in so many ways. But it starts with the basics. Working, savings, investments, inheritance, insurance. And it goes on from there in so many other ways. Don't lose sight of the Lord, our creative provider. Well, Lord, thank you for this time together to see how you do love to provide for us. May we get in on what you're doing. Listen for your whisper. Seek counsel to confirm it and receive what you have for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I'm Mark Gonzalez. Be sure to check out markpg.org. Till next time, fall in love with your creative provider.